So what makes a good inaugural speech? The speechwriter for former President George H.W. Bush, Jim McGrath of Bagala McGrath Communications here in Houston, joins us live to talk about that. Just judging by what we just heard, I guess maybe it's a short phrase that just really rings resonantly with everybody.
I think that's it, JP. I mean, you had JFK in 1961, Ask Not, and FDR in 1933. I think there's a lot of similarities between that inauguration and this one. Faced a big economic challenges, but he managed to inspire with that opening phrase in his speech, and that's what we're looking for from President Obama today, something inspirational that lifts the country.
Jim, how much does a president-elect typically contribute to this speech?
My understanding from Barack Obama's speech-writing processes in the past is that he'll be very hands-on. He's a gifted writer, and he has a sense. He's a natural in the sense that he understands how a speech comes together and how you connect with an audience. I think he'll be heavily involved and has been all the way through.
Does a president have to have somebody else look at the speech and give him perspective, do you think?
Absolutely. I think the best speeches are the ones. I remember JFK was practicing the cadence. Ask Not. I mean, he was in the hallways beating it into his head. And working on every phrase, the timing, the way it comes off, and they get feedback, and they absolutely reach out to a broad circle.
Thanks for this perspective. Jim McGrath there, Bagala McGrath Communication.